This is Living Lab. I'm Heather Goldstone. It's a beautiful first day of spring, but the past month has brought a wild combination of both record high temperatures and snowstorms. So what's up with the weather? A couple of meteorologists weigh in on that question later this hour. First, we all know that we'd be healthier if we ate more fruits and vegetables. Your doctor may have even suggested that, but few of us actually do anything about it. Well, what if you got a prescription that covered the cost of fresh, locally grown produce? Would that work? That was the question at the heart of a recent pilot project on the Cape called Flavor X, or Flavor RX. You get the pun there on the prescription. Dr. Kumara Siddhartha is a practicing physician with the Emerald Physicians Group. He led the Flavor RX study. Dr. Sid, welcome to the show.
Heather, good to be back here.
And Francie Rudolph is the founding director of Sustainable CAPE. That stands for Center for Agricultural Preservation and Education. Francie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Heather.
All right. So what was kind of the central question or goal of the Flavor RX study when you set out to start this?
So what we wanted to look at was to really understand if we increase access to healthy choices to a certain demographic, a selected demographic, would that change the health behavior to healthier choices? And would that change their health outcomes? So it's really looking at access, changing health behavior, changing health outcomes.
I mean, there's a lot of evidence that, of course, diets that are based largely on fruits and vegetables are healthier. But what you're talking about is more social and behavioral change. It seems like we've kind of institutionalized unhealthy behavior, drive and eat fast food as opposed to walk or bike and cook fruits and vegetables. So how do you as a doctor go about trying to be part of social or behavioral change? That's not really where most doctors are working.
I would credit that to my public health training. So it really changed when I started looking into the how health behaviors are determined by other factors, including access. So that came about after my public health training in nutrition that I studied in UMass Amherst recently. So
how did the Flavor RX study actually work? How did you pick people to participate and what happened once they were part of the study?
So it really started with, like any study, any program, it really started with looking at the needs on the Cape, understanding what is needed on the Cape. And we found that it was interesting to find Cape Cod among our Barnstable, among all the counties in Massachusetts, was number one when we looked at the percentage of population that has least access to healthy produce. The database for this is coming from the county health rankings that is coordinated, and the data is fed by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, a very robust database. So that understanding of how Cape Cod was actually number one in a particular data point, which is not having enough access to healthy produce, the largest population not having enough healthy produce. So that's the kind of basis of looking at, okay, so there is something that needs to be done here. And then we wanted to do a pilot to assess how feasible it is for a collaboration to happen between multiple partners and to see if we can do a strong, robust study design, like a randomized controlled trial, which is considered to be one of the best study designs, and see if we can do a program on a pilot scale. And that's how it came about.
Francie, talk about this collaboration, because, you know, if all it was just Dr. Sid writing on a piece of paper, I prescribe you more fruits and vegetables, that might not do much more than simply saying to a patient, well, you should eat more fruits and vegetables. So how does that prescription actually turn into produce? And how does that start to address this, I think, really, to me, surprising idea that Barnstable County, the Cape, has the worst access to fresh local produce of any county in the state?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think one of the things that we want to really do with Sustainable Cape is we're really interested in celebrating local food and connecting it to the health of our bodies and our community and our environment. And so when Dr. Siddhartha and I got together, and he wanted to run this project from the medical perspective, for all the same reasons that I wanted to run it from the agricultural perspective. And we realized it was sort of a perfect match, a perfect collaboration. And we have developed a farmers market coalition where we're trying to, we're linking farmers markets across Cape Cod in order to offer nutrition incentives. And nutrition incentives are just that. They're incentives to enable all of our population to be able to afford local food. And so this concept of a vegetable prescription really is brilliant in that it takes people who are at risk of dietary disease, which is the number one reason for deaths and disabilities in the United States actually today.
So things like what diabetes, obesity, you know, what kinds of health concerns might have gotten somebody into this study?
We're looking at overweight and obesity, and that was the criterion that was used for enrolling patients. And that's kind of used as a marker for all other chronic diseases that we see that are connected to overweight and obesity status. So that could be diabetes, heart disease, degenerative arthritis, cancer. So all of those, the big chronic diseases that is causing enormous amount of burden on the patients and a huge financial burden on healthcare systems. So those are the things which is really going to make a difference when we try to address those issues.
All right. So back to this incentive thing. So you get a prescription. You have one of those health conditions. You get a prescription. Then what?
And so then you are directed to your local farmers market. In this case, we piloted it with the Orleans Farmers Market in Orleans. And that's a terrific market that has been run by a woman named Gretel Norjev for 20 years. And she's just really interested in nutrition incentives and just a wonderful, wonderful woman. Has a great market manager, Elise Waldron. And so we worked together with our program manager, Helen Grimm, who's amazing, and we developed a system whereby the prescription would be taken by the patient, would arrive at the farmer's market manager table. The farmer's market manager would give them a big hello, big smiles, which there are anyway everywhere throughout the farmer's market, and the prescription would be exchanged for tokens, and it's $30 worth of tokens per patient per week. The patient gets the tokens and is able to shop throughout the market with a specific fruit and vegetable token. Farmers were all told this is what you can sell, only fruits and vegetables. This is the token for that. And if you don't have fruits and vegetables, can't accept the token. So everybody got on the same page. And the program ran actually pretty much without a hitch. It was fantastic. And so we had patients actually writing in saying that part of the community that was developed was part of what made this so successful, that arriving there, being welcomed, feeling so happy at the market, meeting other farmers, having the farmers really act as the pharmacy was really fantastic. So I think there's this sort of benefit to feeling that you're participating in something much larger than just your own individual health. And that also, Dr. Sid might want to talk about this a little bit, but we used a wonderful nutritionist too who led classes, and education was a big part of this as well.
So it wasn't just that you get a prescription, there's more to it.
Yeah, so the all the participants once they were enrolled, they were randomly assigned to two groups. And when they signed up for the program, they were aware that they will be randomly assigned either to the treatment group or the comparison group. So it's the treatment group that got the prescriptions. But regardless of which group they were in, both groups attended cooking demonstrations and nutrition classes through a nutritionist that we worked with, Nicole Cormier from the Delicious Nutrition. So The scientific design idea behind that is to make sure that the knowledge, the nutrition knowledge and efficacy in cooking is kept constant in both groups. So keeping knowledge as the same in both groups, and you're testing out access, which one group has more of. So that was the intention.
I mean, it seems like you've already got a fairly motivated patient population anyway, though. They're signing up to go ahead and do the nutrition classes and put some time into this already.
Correct.
I mean, would you say that's, is that your sense that that's most of your patients, that they have the desire to do this and are just needing education and access? Or is this an unusual group of patients that are motivated enough to actually do this?
I think there are a lot of factors that goes into a particular participant making a decision to enroll. I mean, there's commitments involved in attending, you know, 5 sessions of nutrition and the going to the farmers market. So I wouldn't say it's an unusual group, if that is the question. I think it's a lot of factors are behind in a participant being able to enroll. I would say that there are other participants who are unable to enroll in this group just because of logistics and other factors in their lives.
In case you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dr. Kumara Siddhartha of Emerald Physicians and Francie Randolph of Sustainable Cape about their pilot program to connect at-risk patients with fresh local produce. We also want to hear from you. Tell us whether or not you shop at a farmer's market, and if not, why not? Call us toll-free at 866-999-4626, or you can find Living Lab Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Francie, $30 in tokens at a farmer's market. Farmers markets have a reputation for being the most expensive way to buy produce. How much do you actually get for $30 a week?
You get a pretty decent amount. And I would say that although, yes, there is that reputation and idea out there, there are often some terrific values that can be found at farmers markets. And Mark Bittman, New York Times food writer, also wrote an article that was pretty interesting about food values at farmers markets and talked specifically about coming to the Truro Farmers Market and what you could get there. And you can get fruits and vegetables that maybe you haven't seen before that are maybe a little bit different, which is why the nutritionist was such an important part of this. But you can get a pretty good, I think we have a picture on your website, actually.
Yeah, we will actually have that picture up.
Yeah, of a bag of various greens, and I think there was some potatoes in that one. It was a fall, and there were cranberries, and there was quite a lot of food in that for that $30. And I think the other thing that happens is you get relationships with farmers, and farmers are really generous folks. I'm not saying they're giving things away, but as you develop a relationship, oftentimes there's something a little extra that goes on that exchange. And I think that's part of what sustainable agriculture in a way is sort of about. It's about ecosystems, relationships, and community, and everybody working together. And I think this was just such a wonderful pilot project because it really did bring together, you know, the medical group of Emerald Physicians. It brought together Sustainable Cape. It brought together Cape Cod Healthcare. They were one of our huge funders. Brought together the Cape Cod 5 Foundation. So a bank came into play here, and it brought the Cape Cod Foundation and some private individuals as well. So there was a whole group that made this pilot able to happen and really work and succeed. And they were with us the whole way. And the patients then became an integral part of that. And the nutritionist became an integral part of that. And the farmer and the farmer's market manager. And so everybody got invested in a way, strengthening the community, just as sustainable agriculture sustains the community. So I just think it was a really neat kind of microcosm of this big macrocosm.
$30 for, what was it, 18 patients? $30 a week. I mean, you mentioned all these different funders you had to pull together to actually be able to offer that $30 incentive. It's not like when you get a prescription for antibiotics and your health care, your health insurance somehow picks up the cost. Is this something that you see being scalable? Could you come up with the money to actually do this for hundreds of patients instead of 18?
So we don't need hundreds and hundreds of patients to really show the more solidify the results here. But definitely the idea here is to do this pilot and see if such a program is feasible. And so what we found out by completing this pilot project and study is to know that different sectors and different partners in the community can come together to design and implement a health program and study it using robust research methodology. And among these partners, we also had academic institute like the BU School of Public Health had their student who completed a practicum in this project. As Francie said, the local farmers were involved, and foundations and funders and the healthcare system, including the Community Benefits Fund of Cape Cod Healthcare, was involved. So the idea of, is it feasible for multiple entities to come together with one common goal of improving the health of the population and studying it, was one of the main goals, and that was shown to be possible in completing this. The program was also found to be highly acceptable among the participants. 82% of the participants rated the program as excellent or very good, and the remaining percentage said it's good. So there was no negative rating in this group. And the nutrition education and cooking demonstration really improved not only their nutrition knowledge, but also the sense of community coming together in a group and working with farmers as well. So the early results are promising from what we're seeing, and it is definitely done. The design is done in a way to so that it can be scaled up, and you would need definitely more patients to strengthen the statistical significance of the results that we are seeing.
Yeah, I mean, 18 patients, you can see fabulous results, but still 18 patients isn't necessarily enough to make that a really strong scientific result.
It's enough to generate a strong hypothesis. It's enough to lead us to the next natural step of scaling it up. It's like any programs that are rolled out in any pilot. This is kind of the natural evolution that goes on. So yes, yeah.
Dr. Kumara Siddhartha of Emerald Physicians, also Francie Randolph of Sustainable Cape, talking about their program Flavor RX that gives at-risk patients prescriptions for fresh local fruits and veggies. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk more about the results of this study and also hear from you. Do you shop at a farmer's market? And would a prescription for $30 worth of produce get you to shop at a farmer's market? Our toll-free phone number is 866-999-4626. We're also on Twitter and Facebook as Living Lab Radio. We'll talk more when we continue after a short break. This is Living Lab. I'm Heather Goldstone. My guests are Dr. Kumara Siddhartha of Emerald Physicians and Francie Randolph of Sustainable Cape. We're talking about efforts to help people get more fresh local fruits and veggies into their diets. And we want to hear from you. If you shop at a farmer's market, how do you make it work? And if you don't, what are the obstacles? Our toll-free phone number is 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Max is on the line from Dennis. Max, do you shop at your local farmer's market?
I started shopping because I'm actually one of the patients that was part of the RX program.
Well, excellent. And so how did it work for you?
Unbelievable, life-changing. Going to the financial thing first, because that's what you brought up, I'm shocked that every time I go now and buy food, my bill at the most is $60, and I fill for the week. Having gone to the farmer's market and learning how to cook and how to save food to use later as a broth, my costs have dropped by probably 35-40%.
That's
and health-wise. When I moved back to the U.S., I gained 40 pounds, and now I've almost lost all of it without even adding exercise. My triglycerides dropped amazingly. I'm all now in the safe zone regarding all my blood tests thanks to this program.
Well, congratulations on all of those points. Dr. Siddhartha, would you say that's standard for what you saw in this trial, that this kind of adoption of the new behaviors, the shopping at the farmer's market, and also the health benefits?
Yes, so we measured body weight, waist circumference, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood glucose levels. And comparing the comparison group and the treatment group, most of these markers showed improvement in this pilot project with this sample size. So, and our hope as a next step is to increase the sample size to identify the statistical significance of adding more patients, which will solidify the results, and then to see how that really translates into practice and policy making in terms of looking at how do we care for chronic diseases that are causing the most financial burden and disease burden on the patients, including their out-of-pocket expenditure, and looking at how does this affect the not only the county population and seeing can this be a model for the state itself.
Well, Max, thank you so much for that call and sharing your experience. We have Melissa on the line from Falmouth. Melissa,
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, Melissa. So do you shop at a farmer's market?
I do, and I think this is a wonderful program you folks are doing. In terms of, just a couple comments, in terms of the affordability, I find that the vegetables I buy at the farmer's market last far longer in my refrigerator than the ones I buy at regular stores. So it might work out that you aren't spending a lot more in terms of thinking of waste because they're so much fresher. And I was just wondering if your panelists are aware of a similar program in Fall River.
Do you guys know?
Taking it to an extra step where they actually, the farmers market folks drop off anything that they haven't sold to the community health center, and the doctors there write the prescriptions, and the patients pick up the vegetables in the pharmacy when they're picking up their other medications. And they've had very positive results from that, so you might want to...
Sounds like a great program. Melissa, thanks for the call. Francie, you've been nodding along here as she was talking about the vegetables lasting longer. You know, we often hear things like different fruits and vegetables may also have different nutritional content. So give us the actual facts there. How different are vegetables that come from a farmer's market versus the ones that come from a grocery store?
Well, here on the Cape, at least in the farmers that we work with, we have seen that the fruits and vegetables are amazing quality. I mean, you've got a person who's often farming a fairly small amount of land because of development here on the Cape. They are really taking a lot of care with their gardens, and these vegetables are picked the morning of the farmer's market quite often. They then are out on the table. Somebody buys them. Yes, they last a lot longer. And I'm going to argue that they have a lot more nutrient quality than the tomato that you might buy in the grocery store that was picked green and then it was gassed to turn red and then delivered and shipped maybe up to 3,000 miles to get to the grocery store where it then sits on the shelf for a long time. So I think the level of nutrients, we're not comparing literally an apple to an apple, is a very, very different item.
Dr. Sid, do we have the science to back that up? I mean, why not just do this by encouraging patients to go to the grocery store and buy vegetables? Is there a nutritional difference?
At least there is one well-designed study that looked at comparing organic locally available foods with traditional model foods and showed that the nutritional content and quality was higher in the local produce, which was tends to be mostly organic, but generally local produce was studied in that.
I'm talking with Dr. Kumara Siddhartha of Emerald Physicians and Francie Randolph of Sustainable Cape about their Flavor RX pilot study, giving people prescriptions to go to the Orleans Farmers Market. We also want to hear from you. Our toll-free phone number is 866-999-4626. Becky is giving us a call from Harwich. Becky, do you shop at your farmers market?
I do. We have one here every Thursday, and it's really beautifully located behind the Brooks Museum, and everything is so fresh. The flavor just bursts in your mouth, and it looks beautiful when you're cooking, and it does last, and I also feel that the nutrients are more available to me when I cook because they've been just picked and they haven't traveled for days to get here. So I, you know, value the freshness, and also I want to support my local farmers and the local community. And so it's a win-win situation.
Well, thank you for giving us a call, Becky. Francie, I want to get back at this idea of access, because obviously people who shop at farmers markets love shopping at farmers markets. But I will tell you, I have absolutely no excuse. The Falmouth Farmers Market is on my route home. But still building in the extra time that I have to leave work extra early because it's only open till 4 and I need to go pick up the kids. I mean, there's a lot that goes into whether or not you can make it to the farmer's market, let alone spending the money at the farmer's market. So what is it about Barnstable County in particular that limits access? Because it's not just, you know, the number of farmer's markets or how much money people have, right? There's kind of a complex equation that must be defining this.
Yeah, there really is. So food security, there's sort of a definition. The USDA definition is access by all people at all times to encourage or to have enough food for an active, healthy lifestyle. And there are a bunch of factors that go into that. There's income level, there's transportation, there's what we've been talking about, food distribution. How far away are you from a store? So really, when we say that Barnstable County is number one in having limited access to healthy food, that basically means that there is a population who are low income that don't live close to a grocery store. And in our rural area, that means living less than 10 miles.
I mean, speaking of transportation, it's not like we've got a huge public transportation network that's going to get you to the farmer's market necessarily.
Exactly. So ease of transportation and ease of actually hitting your farmer's market. So as we have a proliferation of farmer's markets, you don't want too many because you want the farmers to be able to make enough money, but you want enough farmer's markets that everybody can actually access the farmer's market. So it is... sort of an equation there where you want to enable everybody to be able to purchase this food in a way that's easy and affordable for them. And that's, you know, there are programs that exist now that offer incentives for people on food stamps with SNAP cards, where many of our farmers markets now offer a $10 bonus. So you come and take $10 off your SNAP card and you receive $20 in farmers market tokens. The same thing for WIC coupons and senior discount coupons. We'll double those up to $10. So there are a number of farmers markets that are operating and offering those kind of nutrition incentive programs, which I think make a big difference.
I mean, given the role, as you said, not only of location of farmers markets and transportation and all these other things besides just income, are you at all surprised that offering something like a $10 financial incentive or a $30 prescription is enough to get people to make these changes and show up at a farmers market and change what they're buying?
Well, we can see elsewhere in the country, there are huge long lines for some of these programs. I mean, people are actually, lining up hours in advance. This does happen in Orleans, too. There'll be a line in the morning for getting their SNAP bonuses. So it's an exciting development, but also it's a little bit scary because it shows that there's really a very real need. And that's what we're trying to address, I think, as a community, is how to take care of each other. How do we support the farmers? Because that drives federal funds directly into our local population's pockets. There's an economic multiplier effect where that money is then re-spent in our community. So it makes a lot more sense to me to encourage people to shop at a farmer's market than it does a bigger chain store, just because it helps us here on Cape Cod and helps all of us. And I wanted to talk for a minute that annual health care costs related to obesity in the U.S. right now are $200 billion. And
so maybe the cost of subsidizing trips to the farmer's market is not as much of a cost as it might seem up front.
I think we're going to see a lot of change, hopefully, towards preventative health, because I think really the food that we put in our bodies, those are the building blocks for cellular health. That is how we stay healthy. And what we want to do is we want to stay healthy. We don't actually want to go to the doctor and have to get pills or other kinds of medications or treatments for diseases that we have that could be stopped at their root cause, really. And so that's what we're trying to show. The food can actually do that. And a 5% reduction in the national prevalence of diabetes and hypertension, which is achieved through lifestyle changes, including nutrition, would translate into a savings right now of $24.7 billion in excess annual spending. So we can see
that's
the numbers, yeah, that the putting dollars into this makes a good deal of sense.
I want to take one last call here. Jane is on the line from Orleans. Jane, do you shop at the farmer's market?
I did go one time, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about my experience and then ask a couple questions if I could.
Yeah, we've only got about a minute and a half.
And so I said I'll go down to the farmer's market, and I did. There were no real vegetables there. There were a lot of things like homemade pies and odds and ends and so on, but I was very disappointed, and I didn't go back. I am a vegetable and fruit eater. My mother always made sure that we had that kind of thing, and that's what I do. However, the supermarket is failing as far as the quality of the food is concerned. Green beans have been an item that have really not been available for a long time and in good shape.
Well, Jane, I want to give both Dr. Sid and Francie a quick chance to respond to this. I mean, clearly there's kind of an education issue here. You're not always going to find exactly what you expect at a farmer's market.
Jane, I'm just wondering, I know sometimes if you go to the farmer's market in the winter, and there has been a winter Orleans farmer's market that's separate from the summer Orleans farmer's market. Now they're merging, which is very exciting. But I know at the winter farmer's market, there were quite a number of vendors that weren't necessarily offering fruits and vegetables. But I think if you try it again, I was just there on Saturday morning, and there were, I believe, four fruit and vegetable vendors there. And as you know, it's March, so things are, you know,
we're just ramping up.
Yeah, but there was quite a lot there. So yeah. I hope you'll just try it again.
All right. Francie Randolph is founding director of Sustainable Cape. Dr. Kumara Siddhartha with Emerald Physicians and their program Flavor RX. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Heather Goldstone. Living Lab continues after a short break.